The history of journalism is a convoluted one, but at the moment, we've reached a state of schism where the audience for a particular outlet, a newspaper, a blog, a podcast, a news station, will cater to a particular audience, if not explicitly, then certainly implicitly. And the more that the journalistic intent of that outlet pushes forward in that direction, for whatever reason, the more that audience will become particular to them and vice versa, the less overlap there is, and the more difference between viewpoints comes between the audiences. A news outlet may come into being and choose its angle based on a number of factors. A wish for journalistic integrity, identification of a particular cultural issue that they wish to resolve, a breaking off from a larger news source for reasons of finances or difference in methodologies or other causes, or an outlet may start up because an individual wants to tell their view, their side of things, or one can simply come into being and take a certain position because they think this is a way to make money, to capitalize on a niche in the news industry. And all of these causes reflect back on one another and, in a sense, promote each other. Because the more that, let's say, CNN represents a certain core of the left side of politics, the more Fox will in return relate to a certain core of right-wing politics. The audiences react to the movements of the news outlets. But you therefore end up with a very confused system where information is exchanged along very narrow corridors of communication. The stories that appear, for instance, in Vox will differ so significantly from those which appear in, let's say, the Gateway Pundit, that not only will the angles of the stories differ, not only will the content of the stories read differently, but the very topics that are covered, the very events that are represented, will be significantly different. And in fact, often, the first time that a reader of one encounters the topic of the other will be when their publication attempts to respond to something from the other side of the media. So for instance, if a left-wing publication puts out an article on gun control, a right-wing source might respond with an article along the lines of so-and-so destroys the gun control argument of blank publication. And so the first thing that the right-wing reader sees is not the gun control argument, but is rather the response to the gun control argument showing why, in their opinion, it is wrong. Likewise, on the other hand, if the right-wing outlet puts out an article spotting potential issues in President Biden's infrastructure plans, the first that a reader of a left-wing publication might hear of these issues being identified is in a rebuttal, indicating how the analysis done by the right-wing article is flawed. And the more that this happens, not only is there a breakdown of communications, is there a missing central core of news, but the very notion of rationality within news becomes an extremely possessive notion. That is to say, if you see articles covering specific news items, you encounter the news items that fit your point of view most, because, of course, you subscribe to those outlets, those news sources, which correspond to your views and your interests. And you are therefore largely unaware of the things outside of those parameters. And the only things that you see that really engage in those parameters are either the rebuttals given by your own preferred news sources or a chance encounter with something from far across the aisle which you instantly disregard. And this goes in all different directions. And so it becomes very easy to say, how could anyone have a viewpoint so different when this is clearly the truth? And how do we know it is the truth? Because not only can the person honestly say, my publication, the publication I subscribe to, is showing content that those other publications won't show. And that's true. It's true in both directions, in all directions. But that's no longer enough. And they can say, sure, I'm aware of subject X, where it was brought up first by someone across the aisle. Sure, I'm aware of subject X because the publication I subscribe to did a rebuttal, clearly showing how we are right on subject X and they are wrong. And so it becomes further entrenched that the only rational way to look at a thing is this way, whatever this way is for you. And so it's not only a difference in communication, it's not only a difference in what you're aware of, it's not only a difference in perspective, but it's an increasing inability to even contemplate the idea that someone could be a rational, intelligent human being and come from the other side. And that is dangerous. The more that one buys into the notion that their publications are correct, are accurate, are representing the center or the more rational side of news reporting, the less it becomes possible to have truly independent thought outside of that sphere. Because when you let a handful of people, the writers and editors of a few choice publications, effectively dictate the perspective you get on the events of the day, your vision is warped. It's like having lenses which are out of shape, out of alignment. They don't give you true sight, but you have no way to identify that fact, because the only encounters you have outside of that viewpoint are someone trying to tell you that you're wrong, and to do so from a perspective significantly different from your own, which is an obvious grounds for dismissal for most people, and especially when it draws farther and farther apart such that the vehemence goes along with that political point of view. So now not only is someone trying to tell you that you're wrong, someone is trying to tell you that you're an idiot, someone is trying to tell you that you're a dangerous idiot, someone is trying to tell you that you have no right to even express your view, you have no right to be in politics, you have no right to discuss these things. The more that you're going to push them away, the more that you are going to become vehement, and it just goes back and forth. There is one relatively simple exercise which can help get around this very problematic issue, and that doesn't even necessarily require doing additional research on your own. All it requires is for you to ask the question, why this? You see a death reported in the publication that you like to read, one of the publications you like to read, or watch, or listen to. A death is mentioned, whether it's homicide, suicide, accident, whatever the case. Well, in a given day, there are many, many deaths. The majority by old age, but unfortunately a large number due to other causes. Obviously, no news source can cover all or even most of those. So when you see a particular death focused on, you ask, why this? Why this death? It's a very important question, because someone chose it because they thought it was important to represent. And you need to think about then, why is someone sitting at an editor's desk who, by and large, I agree with, let's say, in terms of politics, if you're reading that publication, why are they deciding that this is the death that I should be aware of and not any other? Why is this the thing about which I'm supposed to be concerned today? The more you can ask that, the more clearly you will begin to see the news as it is presented for you. Not necessarily reflective of reality as a whole, but reflective of what people want you to think. And it's not necessarily always underhanded. It can be a very morally upright and positively intentioned goal of trying to get people to think about a concept or be aware of an issue. So it's definitely not always negative, but it does absolutely lead to this roadblock of only being aware of and only thinking of certain things. I mention death because it is one that is very much a highlight in the news. If it's not on the front page or on the highlights, it'll follow soon after. But the perspectives that we get on that differ drastically depending on the publications we follow. Other issues are equally important to ask this question for, whether it's a perspective on COVID, or a law that is being passed, or the stance of the presidency, or any other issue which divides politically. Especially something where there are more items in that topic that could be covered. A tragedy occurred. Okay, many tragedies occurred. Why are we focusing on this one? A law was passed in a state. Many states are passing laws. Why are we focusing on this one? Is it in fact so much more important than the others, so much more impactful than the others? Or should I also be aware of the other ones? And someone is simply trying to draw my focus to this one because they think that it is the most important, which does not mean the same thing as that it is the most important. It's a very careful question and a very important question. And if you can get yourself to ask, why this instance, then you begin to break free of somebody else's point of view that is imposed on you. You begin to think about what other instances there could be, about whether there is something specific about this that is trying to be pointed out, and why that is, and what else you might want to know. What else is out there that you aren't aware of? What other problems are not being identified for you, and why are those chosen against? Why does someone choose what they show you instead of those other ones? And you might not choose then at that point to go any further than that to look at the other instances, but you might, because it'll pique your curiosity. You know things are happening everywhere, all at once. There's a lot going on, but you only see a handful of them on a given day. It's not always because the others aren't important. It's very often, especially today in such a divided media, very often because someone wants you to be interested in one thing and not another. Whether their reasons are good or bad, well-intentioned or ill-intentioned, the fact is, your view is being constricted, and you can break out of that just by asking, why this?